Penguin Audio presents The Law of Nines by Terry Goodkind. Read by Mark Deakins. 1. It was the pirate flag flying atop the plumbing truck that first caught his attention. The white skull and crossbones seemed to be straining to keep from being blown off the flapping black flag as the flatbed truck, apparently trying to beat the light, cannonballed through the intersection. The truck heeled over as it cut an arc around the corner. White PVC pipe rolled across the diamond plate of the truck bed, sounding like the sharp rattle of bones. At the speed it was traveling, the truck looked to be in danger of capsizing. Alex glanced to the only other person waiting at the curb with him. With his mind adrift in distracted thoughts, he hadn't before noticed the lone woman standing just in front of him and to the right. He didn't even remember seeing where she'd come from. He thought that he saw just a hint of vapor rising from the sides of her arms into the chill air. Since he wasn't able to see the woman's face, Alex didn't know if she saw the truck bearing down on them, but he found it difficult to believe that she wouldn't at least hear the diesel engine roaring at full throttle. Seeing by the truck's trajectory that it wasn't going to make the corner, Alex snatched the woman's upper arm and yanked her back with him. Tires screeched as the great white truck bounced up over the curb right where Alex and the woman had been standing. The front bumper swept past, missing them by inches. Rusty dust billowed out behind the truck. Chunks of sod and dirt flew by. Had Alex hesitated, they both would have been dead. On the white door just above the name Jolly Roger Plumbing was a picture of a jovial pirate with a jaunty black patch over one eye and a sparkle painted in the corner of his smile. Alex glared back as the pirate sailed past. When he looked up to see what kind of maniac was driving, he instead met the direct, dark glare of a burly passenger. The man's curly beard and thick mat of dark hair made him look like he really could have been a pirate. His eyes, peering out of narrow slits above plump, pockmarked cheeks, were filled with a kind of vulgar rage. The big man appeared infuriated that Alex and the woman would dare to be in the way of their off-road excursion. As the door popped open, there was no doubt as to his combative intent. He looked like a man stepping out of a nightmare. Alex felt a cold wave of adrenaline flood through him as he mentally choreographed his moves. The passenger, who seemed to be getting ready to leap out of the still-moving truck, would reach him before the driver could join in, making it one against one, at least for a brief time. Alex couldn't believe that it was happening, but it was, and he knew that he was going to have to deal with it. Calm fury filled him as he prepared himself for the unavoidable. Everything slowed until each beat of his heart seemed to take an eternity. He watched the muscles in the man's arm bulge as he held the door open. In response, Alex's own muscles tightened, ready to meet the threat. His mind was cocooned in silence. Just as the passenger's stout legs swung out the open door, flashing lights and the sudden wail of a siren made the burly man turn his attention away. A police car, tires squealing, launched across the intersection in a way that suggested the cops were angered by the truck's stunt. The police car had been parked beside a hedge to the side of the drive into the parking lot across the street. As they had sped past, the men in the truck apparently hadn't seen the parked police car watching traffic. Lost in his own thoughts, Alex hadn't either. The loudspeaker crackled to life. "Pull it over!" The world seemed to rush back in. The white plumbing truck, trailing a fog of dust, slowed as it rolled off the curb up ahead, the black and white police car right behind it. As the truck stopped, two policemen leaped out, hands resting at the ready on their guns as they approached from both sides of the truck at the same time. They yelled orders, and both men carefully emerged with their hands up. In an instant, the officers had them out and leaning on the front fenders of the truck. Alex felt the tension drain out of his muscles, leaving his knees feeling weak. As he turned his glare from the men being frisked, he found the woman's gaze fixed on him. Her eyes were the luscious color of his finest sable artist brushes. It was clearly evident.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?